USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will sign an executive order on police reforms on Tuesday. The president not elaborating, although he did say that law enforcement representatives will be on hand. As far as what we could see in that police reform bill, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News,
"The president, of course, will sign something gets to his desk that he thinks is reasonable and has been negotiated."
Conway continues,
"He's willing to take bipartisan, bicameral legislation that makes sense on an issue, and he's willing to sign it into law."
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he will take a closer look at the Paycheck Protection Program. Mnuchin saying on Monday he'll talk to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle about striking a balance between protecting the privacy of small business owners and proper oversight of the loans being granted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On Monday, sponsored by the NAACP, a march on Georgia was taking place in downtown Atlanta. The protest taking place 3 days after Rayshard Brooks was killed by police. Brooks was killed by police Friday after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks, when confronted by the police, stole an officer's taser and was running from the police and pointing the taser back at the police. Protests over the murder of George Floyd have gone international. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the latest from the United Kingdom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in record numbers are sweeping through the United States. A few of the states seeing the most increases in positive tests include Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Regarding more cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone,
"This is still the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic as it pertains here to the United States. Yes, it all started out in the Northeast where we had a drastic rise of cases, but now we're seeing that initial wave hit other states as well. We're still a little over 20,000 new cases a day, and that number has been pretty steady since the end of March. So although in the Northeast we're seeing a drastically reduced amount of new cases, throughout the country, that's where you're starting to see the rise again. So this is really their initial rise, and it's not so confusing as to why. Think about in March. It was very cold here in the Northeast. We were all bundled inside. We're all congregated in the same spaces. Now, as Janice mentioned, with the rain in the Carolinas and the sweltering heats and the Southwest, people are indoors to stay from the weather. So, of course, we're going to start continuing to see increasing cases throughout these states, especially as we're relaxing social distancing and stay-at-home orders."
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, a ranking member of the House Judiciary and House Oversight Committee, is asking the federal government to investigate the Chinese Communist Party's use of the U.S. visa program that helps members gain entry into the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.